Once upon a time in 1994.
The Roots product is not just the Roots product anymore. I mean, it's theirs as well. So when we out there doing that shit, I mean, that shit wasn't fun. That shit was not, it wasn't no fucking peaches and dance trip. It was fucking hard work and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel like I'm busting my ass for y'all. I want to know what the fuck this is going to happen before I bust my ass any further and not get anything out of it.
Well, if y'all really that fucking unhappy, one of my problems with me, then maybe y'all should go somewhere. See how fucked up life truly is what she was really saying, that it don't get no better than this unless you got your own record label. That's basically the point she's trying to catch. But the problem was, I mean, that when she got that phone call from you, she didn't know where it came from. And then she feels like the management can't handle the artist.
How you gonna tell me some shit like that?
I'm screaming at me. I'm telling you where the energy needs to go.
Amir, I got somebody on the fucking line.
Amir, please tell him what the fuck happened.
It doesn't matter.
It matters because you're fucking white. You keep acting like
you always fuck.
Don't talk about it. Always talk about today. What is this? Fucking hurt you in the day.
This is what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? You can't fucking listen to me. I've been disconnecting everybody. I want to fucking see you. What are you doing in this shit?
I'm still on the line.